Okay, Tidkus the Tzaddik. I just want to go back and do one little thing from last time that we didn't. To be mashed on the Indian, the Hemshech of last time. If Tzaddik said at the end, we're talking about Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Ledoros. Pesach Mitzrayim is to be monotic oneself, is Rizus, right? To break off from the Kshar, that a person is Makushar. We spoke about what that means, why a person becomes Makushar to Taiva. And how to break free from that, b'chipazon. And Rav Tzaddik writes at the end, va'achar kach shuv yelech b'mesinas u'la'at k'din Pesach doros. Everyone okay? Afterwards, a person should proceed b'mesinas u'la'at k'din Pesach doros. So I think Rav Tzaddik is saying two things. What's the difference between mesinas and la'at? Mesinas has to do with speed. La'at has to do with how much. Right? It has to do with the amount of avodah. So if Tzaddik says there's a combination of things that a person has to be mindful of as you go through that second stage of the slow growth. There's mesinas. Number one is the speed with which one operates. We said originally a person has to act b'chipazim, b'zrizus. Obviously we said he has to be careful not that it doesn't become that it's not b'balbel his das to the point that he doesn't have menuchas and nefesh. But he has to proceed with mesinas. It has to be slow and also has to be la'at. La'at as far as the amount of quantity he bites off at a time. Right? In his avodas Hashem. I think Gemara says, tefasta meruba lo tefasta, tefasta mu'at tefasta. If you try to grab too much at once, in the amount of quantity, so then you end up losing everything. Shemsadik says you have to proceed slowly, and you also have to proceed a little bit at a time. So I'll just tell you a Meir Dikavar from the Kloisenberger. Kloisenberger says, on the Pasuk by Yaakov's dream, it says, V'hinei malachi alukim olim v'yardim bo. He says, sometimes a person says, I mamash want to become a malach overnight. I want to be mamash a malach alukim. And you'll have that aliyah, you'll get that high. But you'll be olim v'yardim bo. That's what Kloisenberger says. If you act like a malach, you think, oh, look at me, I'm mamash flying high. But the Malachi Elkim, sometimes you're climbing the ladder too fast, then you're Olim, but immediately after you're Odim, boom. You come crashing back down. So a person has to be Mesinos, slowly, Ula'at, the proper amount. The famous mashal from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Ruach Chaim of the king who tells his servant, go fetch something off the top shelf. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, obviously the king doesn't expect the servant to jump from the ground floor to the top of the ladder. Doesn't have super leaping abilities. At the same time, he doesn't expect him to climb one rung every 15 minutes. He expects him to take a step, and then another step, and then another step. And says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that's exactly what a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when the Melech commands us to serve him, he says, I want you to get things off the top shelf, climb to the highest levels. But does a Kodesh Baruch Hu expect you to fly to the top in a way that's, you know, that's not safe? If you do that, you'll be old, but you'll be yours, and come crashing down. So rather, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, you take step by step by step. You climb the ladder, and that's not considered more b'malchus. The king doesn't expect you to climb any faster than that. The king doesn't have any expectations. They have to jump ahead. Pesach Mitzrayim, we jumped. Pesach Doros, la'at, Mesinos. Okay, fine. Os Beis. You know, separate that. Okay, fine. Tell us when you're ready. Okay, now we're ready for really for Os Beis. We just concluded that little bit of Osal. Okay, Brachos. Let's go with our klal. Our klal is we read through it once. Then maybe we'll read it a second time and translate it, and then we'll try to pick it apart. Brachos l'rosh tzaddik. L'kach, v'seches brachos ha'aschala mishisha sedarim. She'ikra kol da'as elokei avicha v'achar kach avdeyu. She'tzarech leida l'mi oved. V'zeu ha'bracha l'fnei kol ma'isa v'yachid kol ma'isa v'lashem. K'mo she'nemar b'chol d'rachecha da'ehu. K'mo she'kazav ha'rambam v'zeu ha'yidei ha'bracha. The Kamosha Amrashir ba Katan Shio Deya Lemi Mavarchin. Masha Inkin Bashar Mitzvos. Eina Shir Shayeda Lemi Menichin Tfilin Bakayotse. Vavursha Abracha Yikara Hayedia Lemi Mavarchin. Shalkach Nosta. Vizel Aschalas Haknisa the Torah. Kamoshanemar Rish is Chachma Yiras Hashem. The Yiras Shamayim Hua Yedei Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Kamoshakasa Vagad, the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Arachayim. Hainu Brachos, Shakulan Maschilin Balasha Nochach, Shemiyad Baschalas Abracha Tzarach Lios Hashem Yisbarach Nochach Enov, Kilo Omeid Alav Mitzaveyu, Basiu Balasha Nister, the Miyad Ne'alam Kamoshanemar Alguz Alav Yerachif, Nogea Veino Nogea Kiyadu. Okay, let's try to understand. Brachos L'Rosh Tzaddik. bracha descends upon the head of a tzaddik. Lakach meseches brachos haschala mishisha sedar. And therefore, we need to understand these things. We have to figure these things out. What does it mean? We're calling shas the tzaddik. Brachos l'rosh tzaddik. Meseches brachos is the beginning of the tzaddik. So what? So the gemara is called the gemara being osik, and the gemara is the inyan of tzaddik. Okay, slowly. And he says it's specifically the haschala of the shisha sedar. Okay, let's see. She'ikar hakol. Let's just translate. We'll go through it once and then we'll come back. She'ikar hakol. The essence of everything is Das Elokei Avicha V'Acher Kach Avdeu. If you want to be an Ovid Hashem, you want to learn through Shas, you have to start with Brachos. Because the Bracha somehow is the recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to know who I'm serving, and from there then I can proceed. V'zeu HaBracha L'tnei Kol Maisa. So too, in everything that I'm going to do, the Bracha precedes the Maisa. L'yachid Kol Maisa V'Lashem. Like it says, B'chol Derechecha De'ehu. That if I want to be a beholder achecha, I want to walk in the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it starts with the das. It starts with the bracha, which is somehow connected to das. We have to figure these things out. V'zeu al yedei habracha. V'kamosha amar hashir ba. A bracha is all about what? It's all about one's das. Katan shiyodei alamim bevarchin. When are you eligible to make a bracha? If you have das. If you know who you're making your bracha to. But the einkin b'shar mitzvos ein shir shiyodei alamim benichin tefillin. You need to know who you're putting tefillin on for. Bracha is rooted in das. B'vursha bracha ikara hayediyah. It's all about knowing lamim bevarchin. Shalkach nosta. On that premise, it was founded. V'zeu eschalas haknisa l'torah. And this is the introduction to Torah. The foundation of Torah is what? Is this concept of Das, which he's going to now relate to Yiras Hashem, right? Which is also, he's saying, the Meseches Brachos, which is the Kenisa to Torah, is founded, is rooted in Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The Yiras Shamayim comes through what? Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamir. When Hashem is present before me at all times. Behind brachos shekulin maschilin b'lashon nochach. How do I say a bracha? I say baruch atah. At first I refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu nochach directly. And then immediately I withdraw and I say, what Hashem? I speak to him in the third person. Shemiyad v'aschalas ha-bracha tzarech es Hashem nochach. Enav Hashem is present before my eyes when I begin. Kilu omid alav mitzaveyu. Lasiyum lashon nistar. But then I immediately retract. I pull back. Demiyad ne'alam. Hashem is immediately concealed. Okay, brachos l'rosh tzaddik. Okay, Rabbi, so help me out here. Let's work together. Brachos is the rosh of the tzaddik. Lakach meseches brachos haschal mishisha sedar. Okay, why is he calling brachos the beginning of the shisha sedar? He's specifically referring to the shisha sedar. He's referring to the number 6. The number 6 is the concept of tzaddik. Tzadik Yisod Olam. Tzadik is the foundation of the world. Yisod is the 6th of the Midos in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Midos. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod. Yisod is number 6. So he's telling us that the concept of Bracha is connected to the concept of 6. It's connected to Tzadik. And he tells us the reason we start Shas, the Shisha Siddharim, with the concept of Tzadik. With the concept of brachos, is because of that relation between brachos and tzaddik. Okay, we just finished Tammuz. What was the Shem Hashem for the month of Tammuz? I'm gonna go slow because I have to make sure I know what I'm saying. This sure comes out bad. We'll destroy the audio. Okay, what was the Shem Hashem for the month of Tammuz? Hey Vav Hey Yod. Hashem's name completely backwards. Right, by today already, when we're saying brachos, we should be mechave and hey vav yud hey. Kosh Baruch Hu is the second half of the month, flips around, straightens out. Okay, every month we know is merumas in a pasuk. What's the pasuk that the Sfarim bring down for the month of Tammuz? Pasuk in Megillas Esther that says what? It says, I call ze einenu shoveli. Ze einenu shoveli. Yisofetevos hey vav hey yud. Ze einenu shoveli. Okay? Says the Shar Yisachar, the Munkacher, kind of picks up where the Bnei Yisachar left off. He says, Zeh Einenu Shovali is Gematria 480. Meaning the four words that allude to the month of Tammuz, Zeh Einenu Shovali, which we said is a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to a Jew, Zeh Einenu Shovali, you're not worth anything to me, get out of here. Zeh Einenu Shovali is Gematria 480. What's the significance of the number 480? So he says 480 is the Gematria of the female, I guess, shade, right? The head koach of tuma from the feminine side, which is known as what? Lamed yud tough. Ayin what?
Joey Rosenfeld in my chinuch.
Ayin Joey Rosenfeld's shir on demonology from a few days ago. Okay? Fine? We don't usually pronounce the name, right? So we talk about the male kalach of Tuma, which is the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Right? The Malach of Tuma, so to speak. And then Mitzad Nukva, you have Lamed Yud Taf, which was the name of Adam's original wife, the Medrash talks about. It's Mamash Mafurish and Medrash Rabbah. And this was the name of Adam's original 480. This was the name of Adam's original wife, and eventually she was right. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, he created a female not from Adam. And this was this woman, this spirit, whatever this means. Again, I don't know what any of these things really mean. And eventually she was returned to the dust, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if this is going to work, if we're going to have a shidduch here, I need to make sure that woman comes from man. So he took part of Adam Rishon and created Chava. But what's the significance of Lamed Yud Tav? What's the significance of 480? Kol Zeh Einenu Shoveli. So he says, this is the pshat, where it says by Miriam, he says, what happens? Vatikach Miriam Hanavia as Hatof. Miriam takes out the Tof. As part of the celebration of the dancing after Kriyas Yam Suf. Tof is Gematria. It's Gematria 480. Right? She takes out the Tof to go dance about. He says, right now, Tammuz is a month of crying, of sadness. He says, the Nashim are crying. In Tammuz. And of course, Pesukim, you put this passage in Yecheskel. That says, Hanashim Yoshuos Mubachos Es HaTammuz. Tammuz is associated with crying, but the reverse of Tammuz could be a time of celebration. Okay, why am I telling you all this? What does this have to do with anything? So, the way to counter this negative koach is through Limud Gemara. That's what Rav Tzadik is telling us here. The bracha, the way to be shomer as a tzadik. Bracha is the Rosh Tzadik. You want to be a tzadik. You want to be shomer the Osvav, which is the Osbris. Right? You want to be zocha to the shefa that comes down through the midah of Yisod, which serves as the funnel to connect us to Shemayim. So it comes from what? It comes from Limud Gemara, which counters this negative force. And that's why Rabbi Nachman writes in Likutei Maharan 214, Reish Yud Daled. He says that what? He says, "Im ein limud karaya zayu makabel yosar koach me'al limud." And then he says like this: "Ki betalmud begematria osios lamed yud tough." So Rabbi Nachman says, "Talmud is that right? Meaning, if a person wants, and this is all this what I'm talking about, if a person wants to work on shmiras abris, so he has to strengthen himself. Dafka in the Indian of what of Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is rooted in the shisha sedarim, it's rooted in the osvav, which is the osbris." So Rabbi Nachman says that Talmud is the koch against Lamed Yud Tav, which is the female, you know, the female temptations, I guess. Right? Alkein yesh koch b'limud haTalmud lachnia osa o lehefach. Person is connected to Talmud properly; he's learning Gemara properly, so it comes to be machnia this koch of Lamed Yud Tav. So it's dafka an inyan that's very fitting. You know, it would have been nice if we got it in last time, but certainly in the month of Talmud, something to. Something to think about. Okay, fine. So we have brachos l'rosh tzadik. Yes, tell me out here.
How does bracha come from Limud Gemara?
Well, he's telling us that brachos is the root of the shisha sedar, and he's telling us that bracha descends upon the head of a tzadik. So a person who's a tzadik, a person who's shomer the bris, who's zocha to the title tzadik, is a person who's connected to bracha, and is a person who's connected to Gemara. Where does Gemara all begin? It all begins with brachos. Right? So you have this concept of Talmud helping one to become a tzaddik, and Talmud being rooted, Gemara being rooted in brachos.
How does Gemara help you be a tzaddik?
How does Gemara help you be a tzaddik? Well, Gemara helps a person to counter this shade. How?
Yeah, what is that connection?
Well, it's Torah Shabbat Peh. I mean, it's a lot of things. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? It's the connection between Peh and Mila. It's Talmud being the gematria of Lamed Yud Taf. It's when a person puts his yagias and his kochos into Torah instead of using those kochos for taiva. No, I'm not giving you what you want to hear.
No, I'm just not understanding the connection. But it's okay.
No, it's not okay. I'm not in a rush. If anyone gets tired, they'll go to sleep, and we'll stay here until we figure it out. What's brachos the rosh tzadik?
Right.
Lakach meseches brachos haschala mishisha sedar.
Okay.
Brachos the beginning of the six sedar. In the foundation of Torah Shabbat Peh, the whole meaning of Peh, right? The connection between Peh and Mila. Peh and Mila have the same gematria, 85. right? That they're connected one to another. Kedusha Sepeh, Kedusha Sebris.
How do we connect that to
Shua Peh? How do we connect it to 480?
Yeah.
Well, we're connecting it to Tam was being, right? Zayin and Oshovali is 480.
Right.
And the Avoda of the Avoda of Gemara is also for Gemara's Talmud is 480. And the Avoda of Gemara is to counter the Taivas Hanashim. And that helps a person to become a tzaddik. And then he's zocha to create a proper Yesod. Right? Yesod being the foundation. Yesod is not the first of the Sfiros of Midos, but it's the Rosh in a sense, in that it's the foundation. The foundation is the starting point. So Brachos is the starting point. Okay? Fine? Mm-hmm. Are we making any sense?
Yes.
Fine. The whole concept of bracha is about connection. So what's the next line? She'ikar ha'kol da'as elokei avicha v'achar kach avdeyu. A person wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It starts with what? With da'as elokei avicha. And then only afterwards avdeyu. So I'll tell you something that Ari Mirzov told me. Even though Ari Mirzov is sitting right next to me. Now you look at the pasuk, Da'as elokei avicha v'avdeyu. It starts off, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an av, and then avdeyu as an Eved Melech relationship. So it's, again, we have to jump around to just try to put this all together. But at the end, what did he say? When a person makes a bracha, what do he say? Baruch Atah Hashem. I talk to Hashem first, Atah, very casually, very directly, almost like one would speak to a father. And then afterwards, what happens? And then afterwards, it's Ne'alam. Immediately afterwards, I jump back and I say Hashem, the third person. So that's part of this concept of Da'as Elokei Avicha. First, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is an Av, and then Avdeyu, and then I revert to the Melech position, the Melech relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But again, it's rooted in what? The starting point of everything is the Das. Da'as Elokei Avicha, and then serve Him. Shitzarech Leida Lemi Oved. A person can't serve Hashem until he knows who he's serving, until he knows what he's serving. Guys, this is very hard. We're going to make sense of it. But it's not Pasha. So if anyone gets tired, please, you can stop. Okay, let's go back a second. Who's the Rosh Tzaddik? Yosef's the Tzaddik, right? Yosef a Tzaddik. Yosef is very much connected to the concept of Racha. Everything Yosef touched turns into gold. Yosef shows up in Potiphar's house, and he's a Ish Matzliach. Everything he touches is Bracha. Mamash, he's a source of Bracha, right? Everything he touches turns into Bracha. He's the source of bracha because he's a tzaddik, because he's Yosef a tzaddik. Okay, the whole inyan of bracha is when there's expansion, right? The Maharal talks about Beis, Reish, Chaf being the 220, 200. It's all about expansion. That's Yosef. Yosef, the name Yosef means to what? It means to expand. So who's the Rosh Tzaddik? If Yosef is the tzaddik, who's the Rosh Tzaddik? Meaning, where's the shoresh of Yosef's bracha? Who works hand in hand with Yosef? Yitzi wanted to say before, maybe this person is the Peh, and Yaakov is and Yosef is the Mila. Right? It's Yaakov. Yaakov is the Rosh Tzaddik. Eila told us Yaakov, Yosef. So now I'll give you a remez to show you that this is emistic. And then you'll look and you'll recognize that Yaakov is very much someone who's connected to Bracha. Rosh Tzaddik. What are the letters that come before Tzaddik? So before Tzaddik is what? Is a Peh. Before a Dalet is a Gimel. Before a Yud is a Tes. Before a Kuf is a Tzadi. So what's the gematria of Rosh Tzadik? If you add up the letters before Tzadik, the foundation of Tzadik, it's the Rosh. I'm saying this is a legitimate concept. I'm not. This is a move that you're allowed to use. Rosh Tzadik, right? The Rosh of Tzadik means the letters that precede Tzadik. So what do you have? Before Tzadik, you have an 80. Then you have a Gimel, 83. Then you have 9, you have 92. Plus another 90, 182 is Gematria. 182 is who? Gematria Yaakov.
Do one more time, please.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The letters before Tzaddik, we're trying to figure out who's the Rosh Tzaddik. Where's the Shorish of Yosef's Bracha? So Hashem talks about Yosef and Yaakov being Yud and Vav. The Yud being the Rosh, the letter that floats up above. The Vav being the connector that brings it down, so Hashem says. So who's the Rosh Tzaddik? Where's the foundation? Eila told us Yaakov, Yosef. Where does Yosef come from? It comes from Yaakov. The letters before Tzadik. Before Tzadik is a Peh, it's 80. Before a Dalet is a Gimel, it's 3, it's 83. Before a yud is a test, that's 9. 9 more, that's 92. Before a kuf, the rosh sadi, the letter before kuf is what? Is another 90. It's 182. Which is Gematria Yaakov. So Yaakov is the Rosh Tzaddik. Where do we see that Yaakov is very much, again, he's very much connected to Kedushas of Bris, that we know for sure. Yaakov Avinu lo meis, right? There's no Hotzah Zera Levatala by Yaakov Bechlal. He says by Reuven, Reuven is racious Oni, racious Kochi. He's the first of my strength. A drop of Zera never, right? The Gemara says a drop of Zera never left Yaakov's body. So he's also a Tzaddik, he's Shomer the Bris, and he's someone who's connected to Bracha. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. Who's Tov Ayin? Tov Ayin is Yaakov. The Gra says Tov Ayin is Yaakov. How do you see that Yaakov is Tov Ayin? Because Yaakov lived, if you miss anything, just ask me. I'm saying it too fast. Yaakov lived 147 years. Yeah. Correct. Correct. And if you look in the Tanya, I don't know who's learned Tanya here a little bit. Tanya talks at the beginning, okay? So if you're not up to it yet, but the Tanya talks about what? That where does the Zera really begin? And where is the child rooted? The child is rooted originally in the Das, in the Moach, right, of the father. So Yaakov is the letter Yud, right? Yaakov is the letter Yud that's floating in the sky, it's the Rosh. Yosef is the Vav. It's the Ospris, it's the connector, but they both have tremendous Kedusha Sabris. They're both tremendously connected to Bracha, and they're both tremendously connected to the concept of Tzidkus. Okay? Yeah.
So we're saying that Mitzachas Brachas is like the Rosh of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah?
So Brachas is the Rosh of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, right?
What's the Rosh of that? What's the beginning of Brachas? My name is like Brachas from the Arvis.
Okay. Oh, you're saying that's Arvis. You're saying that's Yaakov, too, that's Yaakov. So the foundation of Brachos, which is the foundation of... good. Very good. Okay?
How is Yaakov
Bracha? So that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk of Mishnah says, Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. Who's the Tov Ayin? Who's that referring to as Tov Ayin? Yaakov is Tov Ayin. Esav is Ayin Ra. This is a good, just general Bechina to know. Esav is the Bechina of Ayin Ra. Yaakov is Ayin Tov. Where do we see Esav is Ayin Ra? So Ayin Ra is Gematria 400. That's why when Esav comes to Yaakov, he comes with how many men? 400 men. Right? Ephron is Ayin Ra. That's why Ephron says to Avram, I'll sell you it for 400 shekel. Arba meos shekel kesef, b'yei ben cha, what is it? Ephron's name is Gematria 400. He's mamash kulo Ayin Ra. Esav comes with his 400 men, he's also Ayin Ra. Yaakov, right? Yeshli kol, I have everything I could possibly want. Kol, by the way, is a code word for Yesod. We're saying too many concepts at once here, but Kol is a code word for Yesod. Okay, whatever. We'll learn some Yesod. So I'm
Flames of faith too.
Yeah, flames of faith too. This is why I could not prepare this year. I hope it's becoming evident why this is not like functional.
Show we've been dominating by the Chalban.
Yeah.
Anyway, what it was is you just like read like everything from like. Rizal, whatever it was. It was just going how, like, basically every word is connected to Yisod. So.
It's the Yisod. Why is it Kol? Right, Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. He says, I'm Ayin Tov. Obviously, there's a big connection between one's eyes, Shmir Sinayim and Shmir Sabris. But why is Kol? Where do we see that the word Kol has to do with Yisod? So let's go to Pasuk in Divrei Yom, which we say every single day. Acha Hashem Agdula. Gvura, Tferes, right? Hanetzach, Hod. You see, Mamash, you're going through the spheres. There's two which are codes. Gedula is Chesed. And then it says what? Kikol Bashamayim Uvaretz. Kikol Bashamayim Uvaretz. Right? Yesod is the ability to Machaber Shamayim Uvaretz. You take a bris mila, which can be used in the most artiest, gashmiest way. And your Mamash, you connect it to Shamayim. You bring down an Hashamah from Shamayim. If it's used properly, you produce children. You're connecting. You're connecting Shemayim Varetz, literally. Connecting Guf and Neshama. So this farm said, Ki Kol is Gematria Yisod. Correct. Ki Kol is Gematria Yisod. So the concept of Kol, so when Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol, I've got it all. Right? He's saying, I'm Shomer the Bris, I'm happy with what I have, I have Ayin Tov. And says the Gros, so now going back to the Gros, let's go back to the Pasuk. So Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. Let's go back to the Pasuk in Mishlei. Says the Gra, Yaakov's life is lived 147 years. It's divided into what? How would you break down Yaakov's life? It's 130 years before he goes to Mitzrayim. And then the last 17 years of his life were spent in Mitzrayim. So it says the Gra, Tov Ayin is that breakdown. Tov Ayin is 147 in Gematria. So Yaakov's life is Tov Ayin. Tov is 17. Ayin is 130. Tov Ayin hu Yevorach. So Yaakov is very much connected to the concept of Bracha. Okay? Makes sense? Tov Ayin hu Yevorach. What's heard of Shor say? That if you look in the Rambam's Minyan on Mitzvos, so the 100 Yitzhak, I'll have to tell us if this is true. You have to rattle them off for us. But he said in some, I don't know if it's in all Girsos, I don't know, but comes out that Birchas Kohanim, according to one Cheshbon, is Mitzvah 147. So he said that makes sense, meaning Tov Ayin, right? Mitzvah 147, Gematria Tov Ayin is Hu Yivarach, Birchas Kohanim, is the Shosh Bracha. So even the Minyanim of the Mitzvahs have an explanation to them. So now we understand. Brachos l'rosh tzaddik. The rosh tzaddik is Yaakov. The tzaddik is Yosef. They're both connected to bracha, right? Yaakov is the rosh. Yosef is maybe the hemshach of the rosh. Okay, good. So let's go further in the concept of bracha.
One quick question.
Yeah, please.
What was the pasuk in Mishlei?
Tov ayin hu yivorach.
The Midrash says that
Tov ayin
is Yaakov.
Does it?
I don't know.
No, the Gra saying Tov Ayin is 147.
Oh, the Gra says that.
Yeah, the Gra says that Tov Ayin is Gematria 147, and it's the breakdown. Tov is 17, Ayin is 130. It breaks down perfectly with the life of Yaakov. Okay, so now that we know that what are brachos, let's just read again in Rav Tzadok. She'ikra called Das Elokei Avichah No Hashem Vavdeyu. She'tzarach Leidu Lemi, or we need to know who you're serving. V'zehu Abracha Lefnei Kol Maisa. That's the bracha that comes before the Maisa. I mean, I have to do a bracha, which is Das. I connect myself, and then I'm able to do the Maisa. So bracha is connection. Bracha is rooted in Das, right? And we know that Das is connection. Adam Yada Aschava. Right, Yad is the term it used for the deepest connection, the Dafka connection, that's the concept of Tzadik, meaning using one's bris. Okay? Good. Why do we see that Bracha is connection? So again, Beis Reish Chaf, you're going from the one to the two. That itself implies connection. Right? The letter Bet implies connection. The Aleph stands alone. The Yud is the tens column is alone. Right? Beis already is one and one coming together. Chaf is 10 and 10 coming together. Reish is 100 and 100 coming together. So Brach is connection, but it's more than that. The Mishnah says in the 7th parak of Klaim, talks about the concept of a person who's Hamavrich. Right? You also have it in Bikurim, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, we'll sing that another time. Hamavrich. What's Hamavrich? A person who connects. How do you connect? You graft them. Meaning what? I'm either connecting, I'm taking either a branch from one a tree and I'm connecting it to the other tree. I'm taking a mother branch and I'm connecting it to create a new branch. Or the way that it's described in the Mishnah, Hamavrich, using a vineyard, I take a branch and I pull it down from the tree while still attached to the mother tree. And I stick it into the ground. And then what happens? Eventually it starts to grow on its own. And eventually I can cut it, I can sever it from the mother tree. So what do you see? The whole concept of Hamavrich is what? Is where you're connecting, you're taking the mother plant and you're making a chibur between what? It's really a chibur, I was just saying to you this before, we figured this out together, that it's a chibur between Shammai and Varetz. Think about it, what are you doing? You're not cutting the branch off and then planting it in the ground. You're taking a branch, which is mamish up in the sky, and you're pulling it down, being mechaber, you're connecting it to the Aretz, and then it's able to be brach, it's able to produce a second tree. To the point that eventually you can cut it free and it stands on its own. That's the whole concept of Hamavrich. That's the concept of Bracha. It's all about connection. As Jews, the Goyim like to connect us. Just to show you that Bracha is all about connection. And we're saying that the foundation of Bracha is Das. Das Elokei Avicha Avdeyu. It's the Bracha that comes before the Maisa. So let's go to the Das Kenim Mibali Tosos and Parshas Lech Lecha. Perikud Bet Pasuk Gimel. Avram, the first person to have Bris Milah. Shorish of Bris. Shorish of Tzidkos, maybe, you could say. V'nivruchu b'cha. Right? Avram is given a bracha, v'nivruchu b'cha. Listen to this Das Kan. Very short, but Imamish nails everything we need here. V'nivruchu b'cha. Ki yis'arvu kol ha'mishpachos, sha'akol yit'avu li'itchaber imcha. What does it mean, v'nivruchu b'cha? You'll be the source of bracha, Bracha is all about what? It's all about das. It's all about connection. Shakol yitavul is chaber imchad. You're going to be the source of bracha. Everyone's going to want to connect to you. V'nivrchu lashon hamavrich. Quotes the Mishnah in Klai. Right? Bracha is all about connection. The guy want to connect to us. And that's how it should be. Unfortunately, what happens? We do the opposite. We go and we start connecting with them. And that's when that dafka causes pirud. And we take our bracha, our kocha bracha of connection, and we say we want to mingle with the Goyim, so that what happens every single time, it turns into anti-Semitism. Just to give you one mar makum for that, you have the Nitziv and the Hemek Davar in Shemos, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. What does the Pasuk say? Ubnei Yisrael paru v'yishritzu v'yirbu v'yatzmu mod mod, but timalei ha'aretz osam. The land is filled, osam. Says the Nitziv. Listen to this. Right? It's a famous Yisod. He says, what do you mean v'timalei ha'aretz osam? Judah said v'timalei ha'aretz mayhem. So he says, what does osam mean? Balalami de lo eretz goshen lavad. It wasn't just that the land in which they were living, Goshen, was filling up with Jews. But what was really happening? The land, Mitzrayim as a whole, was filling up with Jews. They were starting to spread out. Ela filu kol eretz Mitzrayim shai ikur yeshivas im Mitzrayim mikol makom maleya haaretz es Yisrael. Instead of staying where they should have, it's a parakalaf pasuk zayin in Shemos. Instead of staying where they should have stayed, right? That's what osam means. Osam means imam with them. They're starting to mingle with them. Like it says, he quotes other places where he has this. Any place that was available, the Jews wanted to mingle in. Any house for sale, the Jews bought it up. And that's why he says by Machas Bechoros. Think about it. He's so right in it. You know why he's right? Think about Machas Bechoros. He's passing over Jewish houses and striking down Egyptian houses. So what's implied by that? That they're living, right? That every other house, a Jew, a Mitzri. He's hopping around. Kadosh Baruch Hu's hopping around. And Paro gets all upset and says, what is this? These Jews are mingling in. So all of a sudden Paro comes along in the next pasuk and says, the Jews are spreading out, they're living with us, right? And then anti-Semitism starts to happen. Because they rebelled against Yaakov. Right? They rebelled against the Shorash HaBracha. They decided, where are we going to go? Yaakov says, stay in Goshen. And they say, no, we don't want to stay in Goshen. Kedishu badar v'nivdom b'mitzrayim. Avahim l'ratzu came. They wanted to spread out. And that's why it says, what happens? What's the proof that they're starting to mingle with the Mitzrayim? This is mamash great. It says in Shemos Rabbah, Shepasku l'mol, they stopped having bris milah. So think about it, right? When you go against the shoresh of bracha, how should it be? Says the Das HaKeim. It should be that the guy want to connect to you. But what do? We go out and we want to be like them. And it doesn't help us at all. If anything, that's dafka, the shoresh, we're thinking, right? The thing is meshachachla. The more we try to mingle with them, the more they reject us. A chassid once came to Rav David Moshe of Chernobyl. I wrote Chernobyl in my notes, but I think I meant Chorkov.
Yeah.
David Moshe of Chorkov, no? I don't know why I wrote. Yeah. Is there a David Moshe of Chernobyl also? Chorkov. I think he came to the Chorkover, yeah. I wrote Chernobyl in my notes, so I gotta fix that. He came to the Chorkover, and he was dressed in very modern garb. It was a chassid. So he says, Nu, what's the with the modern garb? So he says, you know, Rebbe, I live amongst Goyim, and they don't like Jews very much, and it's a bit of a sakana, so I dress like the Goyim. So the Rebbe laughs and he says, so now that you dress like the Goyim, do they like Jews anymore? I mean, we sometimes think that you're gonna put buy into their system, and does that help? All right, it's dafka, all the swarm says dafka the opposite. The more we try, right? The more we try to connect to them, it should be the other way around. Nivruchu b'cha, that they want to connect to you on your terms. And that's why Asiwa Shalom writes in Balak, page 142, he says the whole concept of bracha is proper connection. The whole concept of klala is improper connection. The Yesh Lomar al Pima Shabiyarno Inyan Bracha Vaklala, says in the Sivas Shalom, Parshas Balak, page 142. The Inyan Bracha, who dveikas Bashem is Barach, Da'as Elokei Avicham, right? That Adam was Yada as Chava. Bracha is all about dveikas. Shebisha Shi'ish Yehudi Davak Bashem Lokav, Shora as a love Bracha. You cling to Hashem, you're clinging to Bracha. Klala, he kasher Yehudi Nifrad, Menutak Me'advekas Bashem Yisbarach. Shaz Shorim Alav Dinim. That's when all bad things happen. When a Jew has pirud from Hashem, that's klala. Okay, and then he quotes the Rambam that the Nevi'im, right? Shekola Mikrim Haraim Shekarol Tzadikim Nevi'im. Anytime anything bad happened, it was because a person had a Hesach Hadas from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That he lost the Das Elokei Avicha. You lose the Das Elokei Avicha, then you lose the Avdeyu. You can't serve him.
Torah, so he says was losing the base Midrash was because the Torah was destroyed was an ultimate. What was because of period between people and an ultimate period from Kodesh Baruch.
Ah, you know that the period, the Sinas Tinum down below, is the
and
lower expression of the higher
and
period.
Whole, basically, this was a place of like Shlemus. And when you don't have, when you have separation within your people, you can't have a place that's totally Shalem. Right. That was the root of
it's Aaron HaKohen. It's in. This is it's all about. It's all about proper connection. And the Kohen and Bracha. Okay, fine. All right, Das Elokei Avicha Avdei. Let's explain what that means. Right, Das Elokei Avicha Va'achar Kach Avdei. Shetarach Leida Lemi Ovid. What does it mean to know who you serve? And why can't a person properly serve if he doesn't know who he serves? I don't have to know Hashem. So it's something that's brought down in a lot of. Svarim, a halachic source, but it's brought down often in the realm of Drush and Chassidus, is the Hagos Ashri in Bava Metzia Perek Sheni, which says the following case. What happened? Right, the Hagos Ashri on the Rosh tells the following story. He says, one time, Umayseira be'echad shekana bidil minagar akum becheskas bidil. A guy bought tin from a non-Jewish carpenter. On the assumption that it was tin, achsos gago, right, to patch up his rooftop. Veshuv nimlachu machro li Yisrael achar becheskas bedil. And then some Jew came along and said, "Listen, can I buy some tin for you?" The guy says, "Listen, I'm not going to get to it today, anyways, to patch my roof. So sure," and he sells it to him. Ve'achar kach nimsa shukulo kesef mibifnim. And then what happened? They found out the guy took it. He realized that this wasn't regular tin. He peeled off the outer layer and he saw on the inside it was mamish pure silver, very valuable. On the outside it was covered with cheap metal. Upatru harav Eliezer mimitz, right? Eliezer mimitz, Sefer Yerayim said, he doesn't owe him anything. Ah, he told it to him for the price of tin, and it's really worth a heck of a lot more because it's silver, it's pure silver. Ki amar shelo zachah bo Yisrael shekanu min ha'akum. Why? The guy never really acquired it. When he bought it from the non-Jew, he never really acquired it. You know why? Ki amar shelo yadav lo niskavi lifnos ha'kasef. You didn't know it's silver. If you don't know it's silver, you can't make a kinyan. Right? You can't say, had I known? Well, you didn't know. Right? But hold the lower Rabbeinu Tam agreed with this psak. So let's bring this down. If a person doesn't know what he has, so then he can't make a claim. He can't make a kinyan in it. This Jew wasn't able to be Kohen when he bought it from the guy because he has no idea what he has. So a person wants to what? To be connected. This is all about bracha. It's all about connection. It's all about, right? It's all about dveikus. You can't have a dveikus if you don't have a das, if you don't have a chibur. And that means what? Das elokei avicha, know who Hashem is, and then avdeyu, and then you can serve him. Shetarach leida lemi oved. A person doesn't know who he is, right? Then you can't connect him.
So Rav says the same thing about a Jew.
Yeah, what?
We don't understand how much what a Jew is, so we can't be done.
Right.
He gives a mashal that it's like asking a cucumber seller how much a diamond is worth. He has no idea.
Yeah. Gotta be in the business. Yeah. Okay, just two quick words from the Divrei Yechezkel about knowing Hashem.
In honor of the engagement of Chaim Raps.
Psh.
Chaim Raps.
They're a family of Shinov. Cheskel Shraga.
Cheskel Shraga. Cheskel Raps.
You guys.
Okay, the Divrei Yechezkel. So he has in the back by the Agados. And he explains the Gemara in Brachos Mem Chesem and Aleph. This is Mamash, a beautiful piece of Torah. Das Elokei Avicha. Sometimes, what does it mean, Das Elokei Avicha? Again, Da means what? It's a kinyan, it's a kesher. It's a das, it's a connection. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we acknowledge it. Yeah, I know what Hashem is. You don't really know. We know him as tin, but he's really silver. Right? We have to sometimes recognize who's behind the scenes. So we know the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, "Amem Chesam at Aleph, Abaye v'Rava havu yosve kamei de Rava." They're sitting before Rava. Amr luhu Rava lemi mevarchin. Mamash already. Who do you make a bracha to? Amri Lei L'Rachmana. To God. V'Rachmana Hecha Yasev. Where is God to be found? So if they were, if Rabbi was asking the Katzker, he would have said what? Wherever you let him in, right? It was like the Katzker. Where's God to be found? Wherever you let him in. Yasev Rava Achve L'Shmei Talala. Rava went and he pointed to what? To the roof. Sitting in the house, he pointed to the ceiling. Abaye Nafik Libara Achve Klape Shmaya. Abaye says, I'm going to say better. He goes outside, and what does he do? He points to the Shemayim. What's the pshat? Rabbi points to the ceiling. Abaye goes outside and points to the heavens. What's the pshat? Amar lehu Rabbi Tarvaychu Rabbanan Havaisi Haynadam Yinchi Butzin Butzin Mekatvi Yediya Adka. So he says, these two, both, you both saying good, you'll both be big rabbis one day, and obviously Kachava Abaye V'Rabba. Upashas HaGemara Hutmua. By the Rava Achve Lishmei Talala, Abaye Nafke Labra. What's the pshat? Rava would point to the ceiling, Abaye went outside. What's the pshat? Achnucha Lomar. Dine Yadua de Habore Kol Ha'olam Mashkiach HaKol Alamos Ba'atma V'Chodo V'Zon Mufarnes Mechalkel Mikarni Re'im Ad Beit Zekinim. We know Kodesh Baruch Hu controls and takes care of everything. It's Mashkiach HaKol. Aval HaKol Panam Ha'olam Misnaig B'Derech HaTava. But the problem is, sometimes, yeah, oh, I know Hashem. Hashem is the one who runs everything, right? Right. But you forget that He's really there. Sometimes you get lost in the Teva. Ainu shakol adam mitapel in bana vakatanim, who mishdadl va'usa pu'ulos avor lefarnasam. Person takes care of his kids. Person goes out and he makes a living. It's his money. He earned it. Nimtza gam de parnasasam ba bevadei bashkach elokis. Obviously, the parnasa came from Hashem, but there's a Teva. Ulam hu ayidei mamutza. The hainu ha'avos. Right. So the kids say, well, who's, you know, who takes care of me? My father takes care of me. Right? My father bought me this shirt. He forgets that, no, your father bought you the shirt, but the father got the money from Hashem, and Hashem's really the one who's taking care of you. What's the exception to the rule? Who has an easier opportunity to connect to Hashem? So if anyone remembers the Baal Shem Tov shir from last year, what did we say? When the Baal Shem Tov lost his father, what happened? His father told him, fear nothing but Hashem. That was his dying words to his son. And the Baal Shem Tov had a very strong connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took him on, the Sfarim say, as like a mamash, like a real father. A person who's a yasom, who lacks parents, one of two things will happen. Either it'll be like the book that Rabbi Friedman always likes to quote, called what? The Faith of the Fatherless, which is a whole book of all the famous Rishon and atheists, and how all of them either had bad relationships with their fathers, or they didn't have fathers. Fascinating study. Mamish, all the big, you know, guys who hated God, because our relationship with our physical father parallels the relationship we have with Hashem. So that's the negative way to respond to not having a good father, not having a father. The positive way is like the Baal Shem Tov. You lose your father, so you connect to your, right, more avistic father. You connect to your father in heaven. So by a Yasom, they have an easier opportunity to connect to Hashem. So let's go back. Abaye V'Rava. Abaye was what? Abaye was an orphan. Aval b'Yisomim she'ein lem av. The aim, the Godlam, Afal PK, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Av Yisomim, Hashem takes care of them more directly. Who Vashkachasom Mazman Ish Asher Yitapal Iman Vifarnasam Nimtzah to be Yisomim Nikar Yoser Ashkachas Abori Baruch Hu. So Yasom recognizes the Kaddish Baruch Hu's presence that much more clearly. Kevin Shabateva Ein Lahem Mishi Racham Elayim, because in Teva they don't have a father. So says the Derei Cheskel, Mashein Kim B'Shar Ketanim. They don't see the Ashkacha, they get lost in the Teva. Good. So he says that's the pshat. Rava says, who takes care of me? Points to the roof of his house. Right? I'm in my father's house. I'm under my father's roof. He's the one who takes care of me. Points to the korah, to the ceiling, to the rooftop. Klomer shu tachas mamutza, ava v'imo. But Abaye, what does he do? Yadua dehaya yaso me'ava aim. So he goes out and he points to Hashem directly. And that's the goal. The goal is das elokei avicha, that it's shemamish. It should be very clear who the real, you know, the real one behind the scenes are. It's, and I'll just connect it to one other Divrei Yecheskel, another beautiful Divrei Yecheskel in Parshas Vayera. Yukach nomad mayim rachatzu raglechem v'yishanu tachas eitz. So these guys show up, right? They show up at so to speak, Arabs. Perish Rashi, rachatzu raglechem. Why does Avram tell these Arabs wash your feet? Divrei Yecheskel Parshas Vayera. Why? He thought they were Arabs and they bowed down to the dirt of their feet. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, what an idiotic thing. Who on earth would bow down to the dirt of his feet? There's people in the world who bow down to dirt on their own feet. Right? What is an Arvi? What does it mean, an Arab? An Arab, we know, is what? Is a code word for what? For a socher, for a businessman. We see that in several places.
that an Aravi is a Socher. Knanim v'arviim are both code words for socher, for a businessman. So what does it mean? He thought they were Arabs, right? What happens? Sometimes a socher bows down to the dirt of his own feet. Says the Divrei Yecheskel. I'll jump ahead. Perish. She told him shayidei merutas ragleihem. They think that running around. Oh yeah, I ran around. I worked out that business deal. You know how many hours I put in the office? Achemalim avak. Who right? That the dirt that they kick up with their feet, that was what was gorim lehem, b'tzvor hon v'usher, to gather a great wealth. Ulakach avalam avravino, rachatu ragleichem, wash off your feet. Hainu shiasiru, midos hagruos v'dimyonos hakozos miyitam, stop thinking it's taller than your feet. V'yishanu tachas eitz, I come relax under the tree. Right, what's the tree? Yishanu tachas ilana d'chaya, b'tzela d'mehamnusa, right? Recognize where it all really comes from. Don't be a socher who's running around thinking that it's his feet who are the shorish of everything. And it's interesting. He says here that, alright, fine. Good. No, beautiful. Okay, so it's important. You can't begin to serve unless you know who Hashem is and where he is and what he is. Okay, just one other point, and then we're going to finish this piece of Rav Tzadok. And that is what? Are you okay?
No, I just deleted something in my head. And I don't know how to
do it. So you can get back.
Control Z.
I think.
Control Z.
That work?
Back?
How'd you do that?
I hit Control Z.
Thank you.
Shem was reminding us that we're not in control. What's the Z? The Z stands for what? Zero. Zero control.
Z, Z in Canada.
Or Tzadok in some gear show, so.
Beautiful.
Ziz Gamacho of Hashem.
Me, I reminded.
Okay, one other point. Da'as Elokei Avicha v'Avdeyu. So Ari told us that what? First it's Elokei Avicha, first it's the relationship of Av, and then Avdeyu of Melech. But I want to say maybe a little different also. You can say Da'as Elokei Avicha v'Avdeyu is two dimensions to one's Avodas Hashem. There's what? There's Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Right? The Baal Shem Tov writes in the Keser Shem Tov. He didn't write it. Os Reish Vav. He says, we say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. Ki yishnei minei b'nei adam ma'amina b'Hashem Yisbarach. There's the emunah that we get from the Avos, and there's the emunah we have to create for ourselves. And we say every time we make a bracha, we say the ultimate bracha, Shmona Esrei. We say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu.
Which
Os? It's what?
Which Os?
Os Reish Vav, in the Keser Shem Tov. We saw Baal Shem Tov. Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. Which is the Iker? Which is the Iker? Is it Elokeinu? Is it our God? And Elokei Avoseinu, like our pasuk, like we say in davening, or is it more like the pasuk seems to say here? Da'as Elokei Avicha. First, it's honor the God of your father, and then Avdeyu Mitzaratzvam. So, which is it? You hear what I'm saying? Tarachian. Which is it? Is it like the pasuk here? Da'as Elokei Avicha. First, Elokei Avicha, the Avos, the path of the Avos, and then Avdeyu, and then serve him on your own, or is it the other way around? Is it Elokeinu? The personal connection, the personal relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then Elokei Avoseinu. So which is it? The Pasuk over here seems to indicate one way, right? Which I think is Pasuk Divrei Yavim. And then the Pasuk, or the Lashon of the Tefillah is the other way around. So I was bothered by this question. Originally it was a Tzarachin in my notes. And then I found the Divrei Yisrael from the Majlis Tzarebi in Parshas Noach. Eila told us Noach. Iker told us Seim Shal Tzadikim Maisim Tovim. So he says, I'll tell you from my father. Amasha Omer B'Shmona Esrei. Mamash, our question. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. We say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Shelechorak, if you say there, Havilei L'meimar, Elokei Avoseinu Kodem, V'achar Kach Elokeinu. If you're just talking about a chronology, right, it's Elokei Avoseinu, and then it should be Elokeinu. Meaning, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu is kind of funny. Hashem is my God. Oh, and by the way, the Avos has something to do with it. What do you mean? The Avos had everything to do with it. We should say Elokei Avoseinu, Elokeinu. Da'as Elokei Avicha, and then Avdeyu Mitzaratzma. So he says a very important Yisur. And that is what? That as Jews, as much as we're Makal from the Avos, we have to believe in forging our own path in Avodas Hashem. And that's what he says. Elokei Ha'ikur Hu Elokeinu, Hainu Zuchus Atzma. Ba'achar Kach Moha Yichus. If a person says, I'm just going to bank, that I have good Yichus, that I come from the Avos, it's not going to cut. A person has to recognize that I have to forge my own path in Avodas Hashem. It has to be Elokeinu before Elokei Avoseinu. From my perspective, that has to be my Ashkafa.
Sometimes you have to leave it behind, the derech of the other, not to reject the derech of Hashem, the other, but to leave it behind and to create one's own hislalus and their own excitement in the avodas Hashem. The Yosher Divrei Emes in the back, Al Torah, says a Vard in Parshas Bereishis, Al Kain Yaazov Ishes Aviv Imo V'Davak V'Ishto. Listen to this Vard. Talk about a Chassidus Shavar. A person needs to abandon his mother and father and be Davak B'Ishto. He says B'Ishto means what? His own Eish and Islamis. He has to leave behind the Derech of the Av and the Aim. Yaazov Ishes Aviv V'Imo Perish Sheroi, the Yosher Divrei Emes. He says that what Sheroi La'azov L'Shkocha Ishus V'Aslavus. You can't rely on the ish, right? On the ish of one's father or one's mother. Raklavakish ishus mitzaratzmo. Kiilu lo ha'il aviv ishus v'slavus klal. As if your father didn't have any ishus whatsoever. Moshe Leib Sasver says the same thing. That what? That a person has to believe that he leaves behind the ish of his father and he forges his own path. So that's the pshat. Yes, does okay avichav avdeyu. There is a truth to that, that the shorish is the avos, but at the same time it has to be avdeyu. Person has to forge his own path and avoid his shame. Okay, just one more vart on this point, and then Mamash will finish up with Tzaduk. Do you guys hate me for speaking to you for 50 minutes and 58 seconds? No? You wouldn't say if you did, so it doesn't really matter.
We won't speak.
Says the Megid Givos Olam. Chelek Beis, page 37. Shurken. Says a vart. He says, what would have been so bad about Eliezer taking over Avram's home? Right? Who ben mesek beisi, who demesek Eliezer. Shadolo mashkin b'torasal shal rabba. The Gemara in Yoma says what? He was the ultimate transmitter of Avram's Torah. He mamish caught on to every word, every hanhaga of Avram. You know, he had it down to a what? What's an expression? Down to a what?
P.
Down to a science. Down to a P. Down to a science. He had it perfect. What was Avram so complaining about? He would have been gavaldik. He would have carried on the legacy of Avram Avinu. Achena bir hu, dinei avos hakadoshim kol echa tikin v'chidesh derech b'avodas Hashem. If you want to live, and that's really the shot. That's really the answer to our question: is it Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu? How can I have the chutzpah to say Elokeinu before Elokei Avoseinu? The answer is: if you've really internalized the derech of the avos, then you've internalized the derech of ischachus. The whole chiddush, the whole hanhaga of the avos was that what? Then each generation were mechadish. So each of the avos was mechadish in his avodas Hashem. Kedua Avrim haya amud chesed. He created chachas. Yitzchak was the midah of gvura, and he created mincha. Yaakov was the midah of seferes, and he created the amud of Torah and tefilas arvis. Benimsa shah avos haya connected kol gimel amudim shal Torah avod gvilas chesedim. Ulam Eliezer haya rak dola umashke. He was dola umashke, right? He was spitting back the same water. And that's why he couldn't. He wasn't fit to be one of the avos. To be an av means what? The person is mechadish in avodas Hashem. And he quotes from the Simcha Buna of Prashischa on the pasuk va'ata lo kein nasan lecha Hashem lokecha. Shekhadosh Baruch Hu gave every Jew the derech to say lo kein, not so. Right? Shekhadosh Baruch Hu gives the Jew the ability to say lo kein. Al tomar kein kein. Don't say yes, yes to everything. Someone tells you this is the proper hanhaga. Okay, yeah, fine. That's what I'll do. A kol asher tishmahim b'torah v'hein b'vodas Hashem. A person has the ability. Hashem gave you the ability to say lo kein. V'atah lo kein nasan l'cha Hashem l'kecha. Hashem gave you the ability to sometimes say, that's not my derech. Like it said in this past week's parsha by the Masoros, that there's a masa'ayim l'motzi'ayim, motzi'ayim l'masa'ayim. It's a balance of what? It's a balance of being motzi, and it's a balance of being masa. Of traveling your own new path is a word from Rav Lau. Rav Lau says you have to balance. On the one hand, it's a masa, it's a new travel. On the one hand, it's motzi, know where you came from. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. There's that balance that has to be struck for every Jew.
We make ourselves based on what our avos were.
Say that again.
We create our own way based on the past of our fathers and grandmothers.
Right. It's a little bit new.
Beautiful Karim Shlomo on that.
Yes, eh?
What's the Motzeim and Masayim? So, Masayim is the traveling, right? Motzeim is the figure there.
Right, that's what he says.
So, that's what all the Galsos are all about to get there. That's that final rule. Because in the Pasuk, it goes out of order, right?
So, Masayim speaks about
that. Masayim, Motzeim,
Masayim. Yeah,
exactly. It's Masayim. So, Masayim speaks about that.
Yeah?
It's great. It's Pini. I love Pini.
Yes, Masayim. Okay, Rabbi said, let's get back to our Sata. Because I've taken us
the long, short word. Okay? Mamish in the text. Let's go. Brachos l'Rosh Tzadik. Bracha descends on the head of the Tzadik. Rosh Tzadik is Yaakov, the Tzadik is Yosef. To be mechubar to Bracha, to be mechubar to the concept of Tzadik, Shmira Sabris, which is what it's all about learning Gemara, says Rabbi Nachman. You want to go against the Lamed Yud Tav? You want to spend time in the month of Tammuz when the nights are getting longer? And the month of Av and the nights are getting longer? It's a time to be Osek Dafka and Torah Shabbat Peh. I should be zochet to such a thing. The kach meseches brachos has chalmi shishas adarim, right? Shishas adarim, the os vav, the os bris. It all starts with meseches brachos. She ikra called dos elokei avicha v'achar kach avdeyo. First person needs das, right? Adam was yodas chava ishto. It's all about connection. Bracha is connection, das is connection. She tzarech leid the lemi over. You need to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You need to know that he's silver and not tin. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to serve him properly. V'zeo abracha lefnei kol maisa. Right, a person has to, before he does the maisa, he needs to use his peh. Peh is an expression of kedusha sabris. If your peh is good, then your bris is good. Before you do the maisa, liyachid kol maisa v'Hashem, like it says, bechol derachecha de'eyu, k'mo shekasa v'Rambam. If a person wants kol derachecha, kol is what? Kol, we said ki kol is yisod. So bechol derachecha. If you want to be on kol derachecha, it starts with what? It starts with de'eyu. It starts with das. It starts with the proper kesher. It starts with bracha. Okay, v'zehu ayide bracha. So that's why when it comes to bracha, katan shiyodeil ami mevarchin. If he knows who he's making a bracha to, masha einkein shar mitzvos ein shi or shiyodeil ami manichin tefillin rakiyotze. Mevur shabracha ikar hayodeil ami mevarchin. Bracha is rooted in das. It's kesher. It's connection. A person who's pogim in his bris, he's not a tzaddik. He's not a rosh. He's not connected to the yisod. He's not a tzaddik yisod olam. He's not building up the olam. He's undermining the world. Shalkach nosta. A person comes to now enter Torah. He wants to be Osek in Brachos. The first Masechta, K'mo Shenema, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The Yiras Shemayim is what? Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamim. And at first, it's I place Hashem before me through a Bracha. I connect myself to Him. I know who He is. Da'as Elokei Avicha. K'mo Shekasa Baga Reish Arachayim. Ahayinu Brachos Shekulan Maschilim B'lashon Nochach. But like I already said, it has to start with Elokei Avicha. It has to start with the Av, the friendliness, that I can address Hashem directly. And immediately afterwards, what? Miyad Baschal Sabracha, Tzarach Lios Hashem Yisbarach Nochachinav. Hashem is Mamash in front of me. Kilo Omin Alav Mitzaveyu. I connect him. Vasiyum Lashon Nistar. But then immediately afterwards, a person draws back. The Miyad Nelam. K'moshe Nemar Algoz Alav Yerachif. Nogea Veino Nogea. That I'm able to touch without touching. A person has to be able to touch without touching. That's what all of Olam Hazeh is about, to be able to touch without touching. The Jews crossed through the sea. What does the Pasuk say? They were Biso Chayam B'Yabasha. How is it possible to be, says the Sfas Semes, Biso Chayam, in the water, B'Yabasha, and be dry? So there's a lot of ways to understand the Sfas Semes, but just Pashit is what? To be Biso Chayam, to touch the water, and to stay dry. Mayim is Taiva. Right? Mayim is Gashmias. Mayim is Olam Hazeh. Moshe was withdrawn from the water. That's how he was able to become such a complete tzaddik. So the goal is to be al goes, I love your achif, that I'm nogea ve'ino nogea. That I can be osek in the most gashmi thing in the world. A person can be using his bris mila, and yet what he's doing is bracha, he's mavriach, he's connecting shemayim v'aretz. Nogea ve'ino nogea. He touches, but he stays dry. Okay, anything else anyone wants to say? Did you say good?
Weinberger quoted in that shiur on tefillah he gave at DRS from Yaakov Meir Schechter, like a similar idea for the Yosha Divremis.
Yeah.
Like davening, we were davening in Yiddish, the avon.
Right.
Like for davening, your whole thing should be separate from the derech of your father.
Right. No. Yeah, what you're saying about?
It's the first thing in Siyos HaKodesh in the Likutan. So simply what it says, the Avinon, that we get from our fathers, that we get the Koch of Tila from our fathers. Maybe we're Yaakov Meir Schechter.
So I'm saying, it's both. That's beautiful. It's Elokei Elokei Avasenu. Davening is the ultimate expression of continuing the davening was instituted by the Avos. And at the same time, it's supposed to be 100% a new Tila that's never been davened before. Yeah, what do you say?
Weinberger said on Parsha B'Shalach that Elokei Elokei Avasenu Zek What is it? El Kevi Varamenu.
Right.
So versus El Kevi Varamenu. Saying that's El Kevi Varamenu. Right, that's how it goes. So first, you split it up. El Kenu, our God, right? And then it says El Kevi Varamenu, the God of our Father. So he talks about the same idea there.
Right.
You need to have both. You need to have
it always has to be that balance.
It needs to be the balance.
Right.
And then I saw someone, I heard someone from Simon that you need to have that the child El Kenu comes first in the bracha, the first bracha.
Yeah.
Torah Simon, so El Kenu.
Right. So that's the Devar Yisrael. He's saying the foundation has to be that Eliezer is not good enough because he doesn't know how to be mechadish. You have to be mechadish. That's the whole point of Megid Yivos. That's true to the Avos. The Avos is all about his chashas.
Right, within the realms of halacha, and we have to have our own new avoda.
Right. Anyways, Arami Ovid Avi, the Rasham tried to destroy Avi. And Avi, Rav Shor says, maybe he says it from someone, I heard him say it once, that Avi is Rashi Tevos Baruch Atah Hashem. The Sham want to break this connection. They don't want it to be Atah, they don't want it to be Lashon Nochach, they don't want it to be Hashem, they don't want it to be from a distance, Lashon Nistar, right? Lashon Nelam. But as Jews, we try to what? Bracha Sorot Tzadik. We connect, we stay connected, and yeah. Okay. I feel like I'm a lot more confused than when we started, but I hope we said something.
This one will go in the folder of